Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, All glories to the ascended devotees, all glories to Shiva and Ramana. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 2, Lord in the Heart, Text Number 36. Tasmat Saratmana Rajam Hari Savita Sarvata Shavita Yaki Kita Yascha Smata Yavadava Mani Tasmat Saratmana Rajam Hari Sarvata Sarvata Shanta Vikritika Vyascha Smarta Vyobhagavan Vina Tasmat Savatmane Raja Hari Sarvata Sarvata Shanta Vikritika Vyascha
Personality of Godhead. Meaning,
By the human being. Translation, Srila Prabhupada. Okay. It is therefore essential that every human being hear God, glorify, and remember the Supreme Lord, personality of Godhead, always and everywhere. Purport. Srila Shukla Deva Swami begins this verse with the word tas mat, or therefore, because in the previous verse it is already explained that there is no auspicious means for salvation other than the sublime process of bhakti yoga. The bhakti yoga process is practiced by the devotees in different methods like hearing, chanting, remembering, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, worshipping, praying, rendering service and love, becoming friendly, and offering all that one may possess. Online methods are bona fide methods, and either all of them, some of them, or even one of them can bring about the desired result for, well, sincere devotee. But out of all the nine different methods, the first one, namely hearing, is the most important function in the process of bhakti yoga. Without hearing sufficiently and properly, no one can make any progress by any of the methods of practice. And for hearing only, all the Vedic literatures are there, compiled by authorized persons like Vyasadeva, who is the powerful incarnation of Godhead. And since it has been ascertained that the Lord is the super soul of everything, he should therefore be heard and glorified everywhere and always. That is a special duty of the human being. When the human being gives up the process of hearing about the all-pervading personality of Godhead, he becomes victim to hearing rubbish transmitted by man-made machines. Machinery is not bad, because through the machine you can take advantage of hearing about the Lord. But because machinery is used for ulterior purposes, it is creating rapid degradation in the standard of human civilization. It is said here that it is incumbent upon human beings to hear, because scriptures of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam are made for that purpose. Living beings other than human beings have no ability to hear such Vedic literatures. If human society gives itself to the process of hearing the Vedic literature, it will not become a victim to the impious sounds provided by impious men who degrade the standards of the total society. Hearing is solidified by the process of chanting. One who has perfectly heard from the perfect source becomes convinced about the all-pervading personality of Godhead and thus becomes enthusiastic and glorifying the Lord. All the Vedic charities of Ramanuja, Madhupat, Chaitanya, Saraswati, or even in other countries, Muhammad, Christ, and others, have all extensively glorified the Lord by chanting always and in every place. Because the Lord is all-pervading, it is essential to glorify Him always and everywhere. In the process of glorifying the Lord, there should be no restriction of time and space. This is called Sanatana Dharma or Bhagavat Dharma. Sanatana means eternal always and everywhere. Bhagavat means pertaining to Bhagavan, the Lord. The Lord is the master of all time and all space. And therefore, the Lord's holy name must be heard, glorified, and remembered everywhere in the world. That will bring about the desired peace and prosperity so eagerly awaited by the people of the world. The word cha includes all the remaining processes or methods of bhakti yoga, as mentioned above. Mukam parati vachanam vangam parati vipipantanam dhambi shivantin chanam omgyanam kumirangasyatam jalashyatam chakshivitam vanatasyam shivantin. So yesterday we were hearing from Chaturatma the definition of therefore. I can't remember the whole definition, but some of you're bringing thoughts together, you're combining things together. And or also another reason why you say therefore is because of all these things, therefore, this is what we should do. And so therefore, if you say therefore, you're coming to a conclusion also. So this verse, so in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, Srila Shukadeva Goswami begins this verse with the word tasmat, or therefore. Because in the previous verse he has already explained there is no auspicious means for salvation other than the sublime process of bhakti yoga. So I'm going to read that verse that Prabhupada is referring to, that's the verse 33. For those who are wandering in the material universe, so that's us, we're wandering in the material universe. For us, so who is this for? It's for us. Whoever's wandering in this universe, this verse is for you. There is no more auspicious means of deliverance than what aims at the direct devotional service of Lord Krishna. And so then, today's verse, what is this direct devotional service? What is this? It's Abhideya. Abhideya out of Sambandhan, Abhideya Prayajan, this is Abhideya verse. What are we supposed to do now that we are human beings? Therefore, what we should do is, here, chant, remember, where? Always. When? Always and everywhere. And so this is a theme of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a theme, hearing and chanting and remembering. This is when it goes throughout the Bhagavatam. You'll find it in the first canto and the second canto. In another verse, verse 34 that comes before this, also is combining to explain to us why we should hear, chant, and glorify, because Lord Brahma did it. You see, the great personality of Brahma, with great attention and concentration of the mind, studied the Vedas three times. And after scrutinizing the examining them, we ascertain attraction for the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the highest perfection of religion. So what's the highest perfection of religion? Attraction for Krishna. Now how to get that attraction, this verse explains. Here, chant, remember, always, and three times in the purport, Prabhupada said, always and everywhere. So, Brahma did it three times, but we're supposed to do it all the time. We're supposed to keep doing it. Don't stop after three times. Keep on reading, keep on chanting, keep on remembering Krishna. So, now, I would like to go back to the first canto. There is a very similar verse right in the second chapter, the first canto. Tasma, it starts with, therefore, tasma. Ekena manasa, with one pointed attention. So it's a little bit something added here. Bhagavan is the same. Satyatam pati, that is the protector of the devotees. Protector of the devotees. Srotavya, kirtitavyascha, same thing. And instead of smartavya, dhyaya. That's more like meditation. Meditation. I'll just remember, meditate. Dhyana. And puja, also worship. So, as Prabhupada said in the purport, the word chaya includes all of the nine processes. Well, it starts hearing, chanting, remembering, but then all nine processes are included in this verse. So that verse, 1st canto, 2nd chapter, verse 14. Therefore, with one pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personality of Godhead as protector of the devotees. Now, why is Shukadev, Shukadev's not here yet, it's the sages of Mind Sharanya, why is Sita Goswami saying, therefore, here in the first canto, what verse came before this verse? It was a verse about Varnashram Dharma. And the purpose of Varnashram Dharma is sensitive Hari Toshna. Hari. I mean Hari, please Krishna. How to please Krishna? Therefore, hear, chant, remember, and worship Lord Krishna. And so, therefore, if you're going to follow Varnashram, you have to hear, chant, remember, and also worship, puja. And that way, you'll please the Lord. So, and one thing, if we do this hearing, chanting, remembering, etc., then we will get attraction for the Lord, and we will please the Lord. So these are two things that will happen if I was chanting and hearing. And so, why should we hear? Because we have to know who we're talking about, who we're chanting about. We need this sambandha again. We need to know. So, one time Srila Prabhupada was talking with some theologians, some religious leaders in the garden in Los Angeles. And he asked all these religious leaders, who is God? No answer. He said, okay, you don't know,
I know, it's Krishna, so why don't you accept Krishna? Because you don't know. And I don't. And he was saying, you don't know who's God. Well, I know. So, but in order to know who is God, you have to hear Shaitavya. You have to hear it chant and remember. And then, the next thing, of course, if you're hearing, you must be chanting also, or somebody must be chanting. So chanting is comes along with hearing. So if you hear, then you have to spread it, you have to preach. Not, okay, I'm all right, I'm chanting, I'm a happy chanter. No, no, you have to help others also. Because people don't know what is God, and they're manufacturing so many things. So there are some wonderful preachers amongst us. I was hearing a story about one Croatian devotee during the war, not this war in Ukraine, but there was a war in Croatia. And this devotee was standing on the street and the bullets were flying and there were people across the street. And he was looking across the street and he was thinking, oh, poor conditioned souls. Should I go and give him books? And all these bullets were flying back and forth, and he said, yeah, poor souls, I have to help them. He said, okay, Krishna, if you want to save me, you can save me. If you want to kill me, okay. And he went across the street, and he was distributing books. And so, yeah, this is the purpose of human life, hearing and chanting. And then Kirtavya, Jaya, Smartavya. And then, if you always think about Krishna, if you always remember him, Dadami Bhuvyagam Yogam Tam, Krishna will give you intelligence. So, but not just, okay, I'm devotee, I'm doing my rounds. You have to help others also. Somehow there's another verse right in the beginning. In fact, in this second canto, first chapter, second chapter, third chapter, fourth chapter, all have this very similar verses. Hearing, chanting, remembering. So in the first chapter, Tasma, the wonderful, Bharata Sarvatma, Sarvatma again, Bhagavan again, Ishara, Hari. So Ishara is added to the Supreme Person of Godhead, Panchala, Shrotavya, Kirtitavyascha, Smartavyas, same words again, in second canto, first chapter, verse 5. Chichatabhayam, if you do this, you'll be fearless. So we'll get attraction for Krishna, and we'll be fearless. And we'll please Krishna if we hear chant, remember, all the time. The verse says, when he desires to be free from all miseries, he must hear about, glorify, and remember the personality of Godhead, who is super soul, controller, and savior from all miseries. So this was Purkshya's question. In first canto, let me know, what should a man hear about, chant, remember, and worship, and what should he not do? So the answer is given all throughout Bhagavatam because we need repetition. We forget. We forget to chant. We forget to remember Krishna. And so what the deluded people, beginning of second canto, talks about people who are engrossed in family life and forgetting Krishna. And so it tells, no, you chant, you hear, you chant, and remember Bhagavan Hari. And so Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of God, Supreme Controller, Hari. Hari means he will protect us from all miseries, from all difficulties. We'll be protected and we'll be fearless if we hear, chant, and remember. And he's a super soul, here also, Savatma, Savatma. That word is repeated in all these verses. And Shaitavya, another thing that Srila Prabhupada said about hearing is the books. You have to hear the books. You have to read the books every day. Read Prabhupada's books. So this is Shaitavya also. And chanting also means writing. You can write back for back to Godhead. You can write, or you can speak, you can distribute books. Distribute books. And puja, worship also. And so the verse in the second canto, first canto says, Nityada, 24 hours, always. Here, same thing, always. Now, in the first canto, the following verse, in verse 14, remembering the serving hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work, karma, by remembering the personality of God. So remembering what happens if you remember Krishna, you cut your karma, it's like a sword, Bhagavatam says. And this is how you can untie the knot that you have to this material world, this material entanglement, chindanti. If you're kovida, if you're intelligent. So Abhayam, you become fearless, smart. If you remember, you become fearless also. Why are we fearful? Because we're not connected to Krishna. You don't see the connection. But if we see the connection, then we become fearless. Like Ambarish Maharaj, she had the connection. He saw the connection to Krishna, he was fearless. So, we have to take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet and by these, following these processes of hearing, chanting, and remembering. Now, also in the first canto, in the first chapter, there is a verse about the holy name. Living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name, which is feared by fear personified. And so this the holy name, this has this power. We were hearing from His Holiness Satchinandan Swami about a week ago in the Japa seminar. And he said also, he gave us, on the second day he was giving us the process, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Vandanam, he was saying. And he was explaining what does that mean when we chant Japa, when we chant to Krishna. What does it mean, hearing and chanting? So he quoted Srila Prabhupada. One devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, how can I chant my rounds attentively? How can I chant Hare Krishna attentively? And the answer was, just try to hear yourself chant sincerely. So you chant, you hear yourself, that's the ears. Chanting is the tongue, shravanam kirtanam, and sincerely, and that's with the heart, actually, and remembering. And what should you remember? I remember in that japa seminar, Prabhupada Govinda Prabhu asked a question. When you said that when you chant to the Lord, then you should speak to Him when you're chanting. What should you say? Well, what should you say when you're speaking to the Lord while we're chanting? And Maharaj's answer was, please accept me. And that's the essence of the fifth verse of Shishasakam, Ayutam Mamatanuja Kinkaram Patitamam. I'm somehow, I'm your servant, but somehow I'm stuck here. I'm following this ocean, material world. Well, please pick me up. Please accept me. And in one lecture, Srila Prabhupada was saying that what happens if we really chant attentively to Krishna? And what happens when we're chanting Hare Krishna? Krishna comes, and Krishna says, please accept me. But unfortunately, our line is busy. Sometimes we don't hear. Don't hear it when Krishna comes, actually. And so, yes, smaranam. Now, that's, and what should we remember? So that's hearing, chanting, and remembering. We should remember, I'm servant of Krishna. So I'm not following here. And Vandanam, we're praying, that's the holy name, chanting, please accept me. Please accept me. So the verse, this purport also talks about the nine processes, which is included in this verse, as Prabhupada said, in the word cha. So the purport says, the Bhakti Yoga process is practiced by the devotees in different methods like hearing, chanting, remembering, serving lotus feet, worshipping, praying, rendering service and love, becoming friendly, offering all that one may possess. All nine methods are bona fide methods, either all of them, some of them, or one of them can bring about the desired result from a sincere devotee. So we heard from the first chapter, we heard, now this is the second chapter, now the fourth chapter in the prayers of Shukadev, there is a very similar verse. And it's very interesting because Shukadev Goswami adds another process to the nine processes. So I'm going to read the same thing, I'm going to read the English and see if you catch which process Shukadev Goswami adds to the nine.
Lakirtanam yat smaranam yadikshanam yadvandhanam yat shavanam yadvandhanam Vapasya sadhyavi pravati pramisham vasnay sapajaya shavasam yadvandhanam.
Let me offer my special obeisance unto the auspicious Lord Shri Krishna, about whom glorification, remembrance, audience, prayers, hearing, and worship can at once cleanse the defects of all sins of the performer. So which one was extra?
Audience.
Audience. So audience in the Sanskrit, that word is ikshanam, see, to see Krishna. And Prabhupada explained that in the purport, what that means. Not in purport, sir. Not in purport, in a lecture on that verse. That's 2:4:15. He said, if you just sit in front of the deities and you just see, don't do anything, just see how nicely dressed is Krishna, how nicely dressed is Radharani. And he probably said, that's another process you can do. He said, well, kids, if you can't change, if your mind is too disturbed, you can't fix it on Krishna, just go and have darshan. Just go look at the deities. And that will help you. That will help you. And so, and now another scene, Prabhupada said, is you see the book. You see the book, and I did tell this story 1 year ago. I'll tell it again this first time, about a real experience about someone who saw the book, and he was saved from Yamash. So there was one book distributor in Eastern Europe. He distributed a book to somebody, the person took it home, and his roommate, who was a drunkard, opened the book and read one line, for the soul, there is neither birth nor death. He closed the book and, rubbish, and he threw it away. I said, what rubbish this is. So then, one day he drank a little too much, and the Yamadutas came, took him to Yamaraj. Yamaraj was saying, very, very sinful, yes, you're very sinful, so you have to be punished. So, what are you going to do now? And the drunkard said, remember what he read, by the way. Oh, yeah, if you say there is neither birth nor death. And then I said, okay, go back. So he picked up the gate, read the cover to cover, got the address, joined the temple, became a brahmachari, and but the story didn't end there. Because one day after a few months of brahmachari ashram, oh my God, this is too austere, I need a drink. Went back to the bar, he was drinking morning till night, and finally, it was time to close, and the bartender said, okay, we're closing, you have to leave. And he said, what are you going to do now? God, I was so frightened, he ran back to the temple and said, okay, I surrender to Krishna. But it's very helpful, and if you read the books, just see. Let's see what happened. So, ikshanam, see. One time, Srila Prabhupada said, if you're more intelligent, you can offer prayers. And others will hear, somebody will read. And if you're fortunate, you can do deity worship also, you have arhum. So, we're hearing this again and again. Now, there's a special significance of this verse 15. In Srimad Bhagavatam, about hearing, chanting, and remembering. It's very similar to, of course, the verse we're reading today also, similar to Bhagavad Gita 1865, always think of me, worship me, become my devotee. And the next verse 16, which I'm going to read to you, 2:4:16, very similar to 1866, Banning all varieties of religion, surrender to me, I'll protect you from all sinful actions. So, listen to this verse because it gives an upgrade from the Bhagavad Gita verse. Gita is like a seed, Bhagavatam is sprouting, it's the plant, the fruits and flowers. So here we're going to hear something from Shukadeva where he upgrades it And Krishna will have to give you this benefit because he has to fulfill the words of his devotees. And Shukadeva is speaking this verse. So listen. Let me offer my respectful obeisances again and again unto the all-auspicious Lord Shri Krishna. The highly intellectual, simply by surrendering unto his lotus feet, are relieved of all attachments to present and future existences, and without difficulty progress towards spiritual existence. So where's that? Did anybody catch the upgrade from 1866?
Without
Not really difficult. There's another upgrade.
That's a good one. What's the second one?
I don't know the verse. No, I just read the English. No.
Could you read it again?
Can I read it again?
The English.
I'm only reading English on this one. Let me offer my respectful basis again and again unto the all-auspicious Lord Shri Krishna. The highly intellectual, simply by surrendering unto his lotus feet, are relieved of all attachments to present and future existences, and without difficulty progress towards spiritual existence. There you go. We're about present.
But I think this
must
at least half upgrade.
Yeah, that's true. The whole verse is an upgrade. Yeah, okay. So in 1866, I'll protect you from your past sinful reactions. In this verse, present and future. Can you imagine? Even if you do something in the future, you're protected. But I mean, you don't contemplate it if you make a mistake, like me mistaken.
How can you say upgrade? It's only attachment here.
That's true, attachment. Well, attachment means...
But it says sarva-dharma.
That's true.
Sarva-dharma is superior. How can you say upgrade?
No, the upgrade is the present and the future protection. I read you that Pai Purpa translates it in purport, and then maybe you can catch it. Because he quotes 64 to 66 in the purport of this verse 16. So then maybe you can catch it, how he upgrades it. I'll read it now. Let's see. My dear Arjuna, you are very dear to me, and therefore, only for your good, I will disclose the most secret part of my instructions. It is simply this. Become a pure devotee of mine and give yourself unto me only, and I promise you full spiritual existence, by which you may gain the eternal right of transcendental service unto me. Just give up all other ways of religiosity and exclusively surrender unto me, and believe that I will protect you from your sinful acts and I shall deliver you. Do not worry anymore. Yeah, that's the translation which Prabhupada gave in this purport. It's a different translation than we read in Bhagavad Gita. He says...
Somebody could put...
Somebody.
68. Ah. Said that this conversation, Arjuna and Krishna, Jayadam Paramam Guyam, if you reveal this to others, I'll give you love of God and I'll take you back home.
Yeah.
So this could be even sweeter.
Yeah, I know. This translation, what impressed me was... Lord Prabhupada says, give yourself to me.
Yeah.
Like in the other one, it's, all right, surrender. But here it's like a lover and beloved.
Yeah.
It's more like Krishna is your lover and you're giving yourself to him. And I thought this is such a wonderful, sweet verse in purport. It's coming from Gita. It starts in Gita and then it sprouts in Bhagavatam and it gives flowers. We have to give ourselves to Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada, in one lecture, he was saying that we only have one problem. We wake up in the morning and we think we have so many problems to solve. We only have one problem, how to accept Krishna. That's our problem. That's so very deep. So Krishna is calling us to surrender to him. Let's see if I have anything. There's another very important part of this verse, always and everywhere. Sarvacha Sarvada. And this is coming from the Chatushloki Bhagavatam. The last verse, Eta Vadeva Jigasa, Tapa Jigasa Natma. Anglo-Advaita Vedanta, and Salvada. So again, the same thing. Here's the translation. Person who is searching after the Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead, and certainly searching up to this, in all circumstances, in all space and time, both directly and indirectly. And Prabhupada did mention space and time in the purport, that Krishna is beyond space and time. So who can do this? Now I'm going to quote from the purport of 2936, the last of the Chatushtaki verses. Devotional service is open for all. Even insects and animals can be elevated. So Prabhupada quotes from one of the Puranas that insects can also be elevated somehow by the chanting. I guess that's if you chant and they hear, you know, then we can go over it.
Haridastaka
said that. Yeah, exactly. So, Prabhupada says, there is no need to see qualified candidates. Even a person addicted to sinful acts, if he's engaged in service to the Lord, is a sadhu. The only qualification is sincere earnestness. And Prabhupada says, let them be either well-behaved or ill-trained. Let them be either learned or fools. Let them be either grossly attached or in a renounced order of life. Let them be liberated souls or desirous of salvation. Let them be inexpert in discharge of devotional service or expert in the same. All of them can be elevated to the supreme position in discharge of devotional service. Now the place, Prabhupada says, in all continents, all planets, all universes, Bhakti Yoga is current. Now, the senses. Success is guaranteed for a devotee who fully engages any one of his senses in devotional service. Now, desires. Whether one is full of desires or has no desires, he should engage in Bhakti Yoga. The factors of action. Man who worships the Lord, the cause of worship, the source of supply, the place of worship, everything is benefited by such worship. The time. Even during annihilation, Bhakti Yoga can be performed. In all stages of life, the Lord can be worshipped. So Prabhupada gives the examples. In the womb, Prahlad and Pariksit worship the Lord. In childhood, 5 years old, Dhruva Maharaj. In youth, Ambarish. In old age, Dhritarashtra, he said. At death, Ajamila. In heaven and hell, Chitaketu worship the Lord. Then he quoted from the Puranas, the inhabitants of hell became elevated by chanting the holy name. We started going out of hell. So Dharma can be spread in all circumstances, among all people, in all countries. So, another thing, Vedanta Sutra says, Atato Brahma Jigas, and now you're a human being, your duty is to inquire. Now Prabhupada, of course, in this verse clarifies, now that this verse says, me, I'm also a human being. Now you're a human being, you should hear, glorify, remember, I'm risen everywhere. So the last quote from this Abhideya verse from the Chatushloki. One should try to purchase a ticket to go back home back to Godhead. The price of such a ticket is one's intense desire for it, which is not easily awakened even if one continuously performs pious activities for thousands of years. So desire is the thing. And then in the first canto, second chapter, 17 purport, Prabhupada says, the Lord responds to his devotees when he sees the devotees completely sincere in getting admittance to the service of the Lord and becomes eager to hear. The Lord acts from within in such a way the devotee may easily go back to him. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps. One time I was giving a class in Sweden, and I asked, so how many of you want to go back to Godhead? And very few raised their hand. I don't know, but in the natural, maybe more. Yes, so, yeah, I think probably most of us want to go.
You want to ask the question?
Okay, how many of you want to go back to Godhead? Yeah, I think it's unanimous almost.
Raise him.
This guy's already back to Godhead. Yeah. Okay, so this is our process. We have to accept it, accept Krishna. Hear, chant, remember, always and everywhere. Hare Krishna. So many questions or comments. Okay, we're going over here. Yeah, go ahead. And then we'll go to Ragatmika and we'll go to the rest over here.
Hare Prabhu. Thank you so much. Of the 9 processes, which one you would say is the best and the most effective?
Well, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya says chanting is the best. Prabhupada here says hearing is the best, but without chanting you can't hear.
Yeah.
And so it must be included.
Yeah.
Okay, Panchabodhi, and then we'll go over there.
And Lord Brahma was enlightened through a heart, and he studied the Vedas. I'm not sure in what capacity he studied the Vedas, whether they were manifested in some form or not. And they're so vast. So, you know, we're told that we should study the teachings of all the Goswamis, and so much literature is out there for self-realization and the absolute truth and achieving perfection. So, without the guidance of a guru or teacher or someone, then we make you confused as to, you know, what should I read first, what should I hear first, and how should I conduct my life in such a way. So the Brahma was getting guidance continually from Krishna as he was going over these, studying the Vedic literature, 3 times scrutinizing me. So maybe just a little further on that.
Well, the Prabhupada said, yes, if you're sincerely trying to hear, then Krishna will give you intelligence. Then intelligence has come down. He is getting intelligence from within. He's getting guidance. And if you're sincerely trying. Okay, over to Ragatmika, and then we'll come back on this side. That's what Prabhupada said, yes. Intelligence, guidance is being given in the heart. Yes?
Can you please say what your realization is about becoming friendly with Krishna?
Becoming friendly, well, the example is Arjuna. But I have heard in lectures of Srila Prabhupada that if you want to be a friend to Krishna, you can preach.
Huh.
Then you become a friend to Krishna. A preacher is a friend to Krishna. Also, I have heard that that's all we need. Srila Prabhupada to help us understand these things. I mean, who can be like Arjuna over here? Or any of these examples, but then Prabhupada gives us a way. He gives us ways to become friends to Krishna. Okay, over here, this one. Do we have any more on the east side? Okay, after. We'll do a couple here. I mean, there's a lot over here. Yes?
Thank you, Mataji, for a nice class. My question is, somebody who is working, just like outside working, day-to-day life, but working for Krishna, so while working, he can't do Shravan Kirtan, even Smaranam, because he has to focus, but he is working for Krishna.
Yeah.
So in that sense, he is not doing either of these Shravan, Smaranam, or Kirtanam. Is he still considered bhakti or not?
Yes. In 1974, Gopal Krishna, who was not a Maharaj, he was a Grihastha, he had that doubt, and he wrote to Prabhupada that, am I a Shudra or what am I? Because I have a job, I'm getting a salary. And Prabhupada said, no, we were working for Krishna. So therefore, this is bhakti. He said, you're beyond the Varnashram system. So, yes, Prabhupada answers that. Okay, anybody else here? Okay, Prabhupada.
You just read about bhakti can be performed in every stages.
Yeah.
And one of the examples you read about Dhritarashtra.
No, I was surprised.
How do you...
Prabhupada.
I understand, but Prabhupada's another comment on
Vidura
was delivering. He said Vidura was not happy because Dhritarashtra did not become devotee. How do you...
How does Prabhupada see Dhritarashtra as preferring Dhritarashtra service? That's a very good question. That question also answered my mind too. Dhritarashtra? But that's the example Prabhupada gave. It sounds like he was influenced by Vidura, and he was with Vidura also.
He did not actually surrender. He followed Vidura's style, but he could have surrendered, Prabhupada said. He did not surrender, he did not become devotee. So he got liberation.
He got what he deserved.
Yes, thank you. But Prabhupada also said Vidura was not happy. He wanted him to completely surrender.
Yeah, I don't know, it's very interesting. How Prabhupada sees Dhritarashtra. Okay, who else? One here and then.
You said Chitraketu, can you?
Chitraketu was in heaven because he was flying in his heavenly airplane. And then he went to hell because he became a demon. Hellish means, of course he didn't adopt the hellish mentality.
Who did he insult?
Exactly. But he spoke, why don't you say that sloka, Prishkara?
He said that sloka.
So Arka Pavaraka? So actually he went to hell because he became a demon. Becoming a demon means going to hell.
But he did not go to hell. No. Vidrasura left the body before even Indra finished.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he quoted those words, not Chakrapastam, not Chaparamastam, I don't want the above, or Vidya, or Loa, I do not have any desire, I only want to serve you. These are like a very elevated.
Okay, over here, Madhumati.
You mentioned about Prabhupada saying to you can become a friend if you preach, And then we hear in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, preach this to my devotees. And we know the devotees were compassionate and he preaches to everybody. My question is that when you're preaching to the devotees or sharing Krishna consciousness with the devotees, is that also preaching? Will that also make you a friend of Krishna?
Yeah, in Gita he tells you to preach to the devotees. So,
usually in our
listening,
when it
seems like amongst devotees, our understanding of preaching is to the non-devotees and not to the devotees. I mean, maybe that's just how I think.
But devotees are on all different levels too, and some devotees have doubts, and when you go through a mountain of ritual, and sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down, and you need to hear, you need to always hear until you, even when you get above a mountain of ritual, then it's, you relish, and you just like to hear. I saw in Vrindavan, when Gopi Pranadana was here, then, all kinds of different people were giving class, and some of them were not up to such a high standard, and Gopi Pranadana would just sit there right in front listening every class. I was so impressed. He knows so much more. How is he sitting there and listening? It's like, wow.
Indeed
it says that we should preach to the devotees.
Yeah.
And Prabhupada says in the purport, we should also preach to the non-devotees. Okay? Somebody?
Not directly, but whoever wants to go back to God at real fast, Harinam, every Wednesday in Alachua from 5. Join the crew really, and we're going to move rapidly back to Godhead.
What time?
From 5 to 6.
Where is the location?
On 441 near the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody,
how many to go back to
everyone in Alachua.
Oh, it's in Alachua.
And Fridays at 5, 13 and
University.
No,
4,
sorry.
Okay, any more questions? Comments? Okay. John, you're going to Shiloh Park. Oh, you got a question?
On Monday in High Springs, and Thursday in La Crosse.
Okay, everybody holding on. We do have one more comment here. Over here. Oh, we got a question in line. Okay.
No, it's all. Internet is not working.
Okay. So, you have a comment here? Somebody, this is the last one, and then we'll stop. Over here. Yes, I won't get a question online if there's someone.
It's not working.
One more question on preaching to non-devotees. So, sometimes, you know, you share some knowledge and somebody is not willing to accept that knowledge. Mm-hmm.
Right. So the preacher, he sees four classes of people, and he avoids those who just want to argue and waste time and who are inimical, because they can make offense. So better just to give them prasad and finish. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
It's very nice class.
Thank you.
Thank you.